Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with me, Lynn Bleasdale, and Sue Field Salamonte and Jody Higgins. Tonight, we're talking about happiness, that elusive quality that, seems pretty hard to obtain. That question, are you happy? We ask ourselves that all the time. What is happiness? How do we create it for ourselves? Jody, Sue, what are your thoughts on this?
Well,
you
want to
go ahead and go, Jody?
Yeah, I would. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Loud and clear.
I really truly believe that happiness is a choice. It's something that we decide we want in our lives. You can, you know, as human beings, we're able to change so many things based on just our perspective, how we think about things, what we expect, you know, setting ourselves up to be happy based on our expectations. Those are all real things. And one of the things when I'm reading for people that I talk to people about is the tool belt that we build in life, and that we all have this invisible tool belt, and then that are the tools that we rely on to get through life. And some of those tools are healthy, and for some people, they're not so healthy. But choosing the right things, the right tools to put in that tool belt can be really efficient and in helping to build our own happiness. And there are some things that we can do to change our own perception. You know, some of those things might be thinking of others more, limiting our close relationships so that we're not spread too thin, and that the people we have our closest relationships to are a bit limited, so that there's more quality rather than quantity, and you're actually really connected, being proactive in your relationships, meaning, be the person who says, let's get together. Be the person who says, how are you today? Instead of sitting back and resting on your laurels and not getting involved. And, of course, just simple little things like taking good care of yourself and treating yourself when you deserve it, which is, of course, all the time. And also, I think it's important to plan to have fun. And for me, that's usually experiences, going somewhere, seeing a new place, even reading a book or having a class. Taking a class is always something I enjoy, and especially when it's situated around something metaphysical. There are enough things in life that we are required to do that for a lot of people won't always feel fun, like cleaning the house or having to work at a job that folks don't love, that when they're planning to have fun, it should be something they really just love to do. So I'm a big believer in taking life by the horns and really participating in guiding your own experience, and not just having the expectation that it's going to be easy and it's going to fall together, because nothing is ever that easy, and anything worth having is worth working hard at. That's a mouthful.
Yep. Beautiful, though. Really well said,
yeah,
Jody.
Thank you. You know, there's another thing, too. I don't know if either of you have ever read a book called Who Moved My Cheese. Have you heard of it?
We were
talked about it before, yeah.
Yeah, was it the Hope episode? I can't remember. Something
it
like that.
It may have been. But,
cool, yeah.
This is something where people, you know, in terms of being happy, the expectation is that everything's going to be easy. There will never be rain. You know, we're never going to have sadness or death, but that's not really the truth. Happiness is really, you know, it's about surviving through things that are difficult and not losing your hope, right? So one of those mm-hmm. things in this book, Who Moved My Cheese, is all about that. It's all about adjusting expectations and changing your path. And I think I told you before, it's about two little mice who enter a maze, and the way they go about managing to get through the maze and remaining happy and enjoying the path to get to the end, when they get to the end and what they think is the prize has changed, right? So the expectation is, I'm going to get there and it's going to be good and I'll be done. Well, their cheese got moved. So the expectations have to be bendable, and life has to be, you know, we have to be flexible in life to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so true.
Like the oak and the willow. Yeah. The oak and the willow bends, the oak breaks. Not to put down the trees,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, you got to
right.
be a willow and bend with what happens, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you take it? What's your take here, Sue, on the happiness subject?
Well, to me, I mean, we live in such, our society, it's so easy to be negative that we can lose our happiness without even realizing we lost it. And
mm-hmm.
I think we all need to just take a step back and a deep breath, and maybe even what I like to do is go back to old-fashioned values and truly appreciate any of the little things around you that bring you joy. And it can be something so completely silly. The other day I left to go to a doctor's appointment, and I didn't even realize that I was kind of down that day. And I went around a curve, and there were three pigs standing on the side of the road. I live in the middle of, well, I live 60 miles from nowhere, USA. It's all farmland. And I absolutely love pigs. Pigs are like one of my favorite animals. And to see the three of them standing there, it was like, oh, my gosh, there's pigs by the road. But it brought such a on my face because I just love so much.
I wonder if it was like a totem or a sign there for you.
I don't know. I really don't. But another time, I was shopping at one of the big, famous, depressing stores that carry everything. And I really don't like going in that store, but I'm so limited on options where I live. And I was walking around by the bakery section, and around Christmas time, there's an Italian cake bread called panettone that they make. It can either be with the fruit in it, like a fruit cake or chocolate chips. Absolutely love these things. Haven't had one in a few years. They had a huge display, and it just brought the biggest smile to my face. Little things, we have to remember to appreciate all the little things and look for the little things that bring us joy, because all the negativity around us can steal that happy so easily.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, if it's not people, it's health issues, or it's no sun for months on end. There's just so many things that still are happy.
Absolutely.
So,
well, we don't let it happen, though. Yeah, that's what energetic boundaries do for us. So I was thinking about empaths.
Stay positive.
So
what
and
about
empaths,
you, Lynn?
Especially.
What's your take?
Well, I was just going to segue from what you were saying to empaths, especially need to be really careful that they're not either letting someone suck their happy out or are they picking up somebody else's mood, negative mood? It's really important to discern whose energy you're carrying at the time. Because, you know, we find ourselves sometimes struck by weird, unhappy feelings or anxiety or whatever. And you're like, where is this coming from? Well, it could have come from Fred next door that you were listening to a rant from, you know, half an hour ago. So it's really important to figure out, is it your unhappy or is it something you've sucked up from another human? It's quite contagious, happiness and unhappiness. But
it is.
Yeah, it really is. There's a marvelous video on, I think it's on YouTube, and it's by the comedian Louis C.K. And it's called Everything's Amazing and Nobody's Happy. And he's talking about this guy on an airplane that hears about this brand new air-to-ground connection they can make, and he can have internet on the plane. And he's all, yeah, let's go. And he starts to use it, and it drops. And he's flipping out and losing his marbles and like, what the heck is this? And da-da-da. And Louis C.K. goes, how quickly he feels entitled to something he didn't know existed 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
You know? It is all about expectations, but and again, to the small things, gratitude can make you happy, and also helping other people, like really helping another person, not for any other reason, but it's the right thing to do, and it lights up the dark in this world, and that I find makes a lot of joy. You know, when I do readings and they work for people and people go away feeling stronger or having connected with a loved one, whatever, that's, you know, it warms you twice. It warms the person with the reading and the one who was able to bring it through. Being around spontaneous beings is a really good source of joy. Dogs, kids. The ones that I love watching simians, monkeys and apes and stuff, because they're just pure curiosity, you know. You know what I mean? It's like there's another video on YouTube. It's an orangutan watching a guy do a magic trick. He's doing a thing with a ball, and then he makes the ball disappear. And the orang just rolls over and falls off his chair laughing so hard because the trick just...
Yeah, it is so cute.
It is. And actually, that's a good way to restore your happy. Just go online and watch animal videos. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever. They all do it. Like, I've seen beluga whales do that. You've seen the one where he's frightening the kid, that beluga in the aquarium?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can almost see the little whale laughing.
Yeah. Oh, it's just fabulous. There's so much to just observe. Keeping your sense of wonder in the world is such a key to happiness. The fact that we even are here, right, you know, and that we live on this particular planet that just happens to have the perfect calibration to support life. If that doesn't prod your sense of wonder, boy, I tell you. Accepting, you know, instead of saying this is what should happen, like accepting what comes to you, be it a life lesson or whatever fortune is brought to you. Some of the happiest people I ever met don't have a lot of material wealth, but they know how to stay happy. And they do a lot of music. They make a lot of music. They dance, they sing, they laugh, they play. They remember to do that because we're not here to just make a buck. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's my sermon for tonight. And we could go on to some callers if everyone's ready or if anyone has any last thoughts they'd like to pop in there.
I have one little last thought that I wanted to share.
Oh, please, yeah.
When you were talking about the lessons, you know, you can... be so happy and be in a wonderful mood, and you get around people that just absolutely suck the life right out of you.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to eliminate those people from your life. It doesn't matter who they are. if you are around somebody that cannot see happiness, if it slaps them in the face, you don't have to share your space with them. And I don't care if it's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, whoever it is, remove them from your space. You are entitled to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So just
absolutely.
My little, oh, Jody just dropped.
Oh, she'll be back. I have faith she'll be back.
She will be.
Well, maybe we should just hang on a bit before we take the first caller so she doesn't lose track.
Okay.
I do expect to see her. But, Okay, maybe we, Come on, Jody. Come on back, hon. We'll keep going. Maybe we'll just fill her in.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Oh, hi, 860. Oh, I think that's 860. Could we have your name,
yep,
please?
Yes, name's Amala. I'm a caller.
Oh, hi, Amala. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
I'm doing, I feel good.
This is good news. Excellent.
Yeah.
So,
I've done I do have a question.
Sure.
I wanted to actually get involved with the conversation you were having. For me, happiness is definitely, I think one of you mentioned it was gratitude, and there's actually, I'm really excited. This Saturday, there is a gratitude party that I'm going to.
Oh, neat. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good idea.
What are they
going to
do?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what they're going to do there?
We're gonna share and talk about what we're grateful for, and they're going to be like authentic games that we're going to be playing, and it should be a really good time. Yeah.
That's a great idea. I hope that spreads around.
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited, and then my birthday's on Sunday, so I figure it's a great way to bring it all in. Yeah.
Happy birthday! Now, what are you? That makes you a Sagittarius, yes?
Yes, I am.
All right, fire. All righty. Well, that's fabulous, Emily. I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you.
What was your question tonight, hon?
Okay. Yeah. So, in the last couple of months, it always happens with me before my birthday. Universe just gives me opportunities to let go of the old. And I've done a lot of soul searching, if you would. And experiences have taught me to dive in deep to my soul consciousness. And I let go of a lot. So I'm ready for new beginnings, including a new relationship, new person in my life. Because I just feel ready. I feel really good about myself, and I think that's key when you feel good inside out. Yeah. So it's only what you feel, what you sense inside.
Yep. Okay. Anybody want to go ahead?
I will, if you guys don't mind.
If you're ready, Sue, please do.
Okay.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Amla. This is Sue.
Hi.
The first thing that's coming through is you have a new idea that you've been throwing around lately, possibly career-wise or relationship-wise.
Okay.
And Archangel Uriel is coming through and saying it is a brilliant idea.
Okay.
So take your idea and run with it. You're divinely guided.
Yep.
And everything is going to work out perfect with that.
Yes.
And right now is exactly like what you were saying, the time for a life review, for you to take inventory of your life and to resolve, to make changes, anything that you have been putting on the back burner, now is the time to bring it to the front burner. Heal anything that's unbalanced in your life that you're not feeling completely settled with Right now is the time to start moving forward on all of that. And just remember that you are protected by the angels. You are completely safe. They're going to be guarding you and guiding you through these changes. So it's one of those. Don't keep second guessing it. Just go for it. Right now's the time to go for it.
Sure. Yep.
That's what I was picking up for you, hon. I hope it helps.
Thank you. It did. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
So what was, what's your first name again?
It's Amla.
Amla?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm picking up, I do feel that there will be a man coming in, but there's also something going on with your career right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm actually wrapping up on. This is exciting. By the end of January, I should be done with my book. So it's really exciting. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the book, are you going to be submitting it through Amazon?
I'm not sure yet. I have a writing coach, so she's kind of directing me of which way to go, but I was going to definitely self-publish, and I was thinking of Amazon.
I feel like Amazon will be a good place. And have you already started doing any pre-sales or preparation for when you release the book?
No.
Like, have you done any social media or marketing?
No, I haven't, because right now I'm really intently focused on and very eager to get the words down and just precise as so. And I really feel that my angels are already guiding me, like the words to use. And that's why the book is turning out to be very, very powerful. So I just really have so much faith that the angels are going to guide me the right direction after. Because January, of course, is not that far away. And it's very...
Right.
It's very near and dear in the sense I know I could accomplish it and achieve and get it done by the end of January. It's very doable at this point in time. Actually, I surprised myself. I really was giving until March 1st. So I just can't believe how fast I am turning these pages into chapters, and it's just amazing. Yeah,
it's all coming together. But I'm also getting that you're not going to release it for a few months. Are you planning to take some time to do some marketing before you release it?
Yeah,
because I feel like it's going to be very essential for the book success.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. And because I'm feeling June, I'm getting June on that. And I would also say, I feel like this can lead to speaking engagements. So is this a self-help or a story about your life kind of a book?
It's a motivational book. Yes, it is about my life. I'm legally blind, but it's basically based on themes. So I have a story for each chapter, and it's based on a theme. I don't tell the audience, and those are the takeaways that they could. Yeah.
Because I feel in some way this can lead to some public speaking for you and some travel, which is something I think you've wanted to do. But it's not fear that you've not gone. It's just that the opportunity hasn't been there. And it would need to be the right opportunity. There's also concern that somebody trustworthy could travel with you. And this might be where a new partner comes in for you.
Okay. Do you know when that might, do you have a feeling when that might be coming in, this partnership?
I feel that's by June, and I think I'm getting book signings as well.
Okay.
Is your book going to be, are you able to release it in Braille or in audio?
Yes, that was my next step. I was actually going to recite my own words because I could still read physically. So I was going to just read the book. Yeah, and help other blind people as well, or anybody for that matter. That was my next step. Yep.
Yeah, I feel good about that. And I also feel like Now, I'm not exactly sure about how schools for the blind work, or if there are libraries for the blind.
Yes,
but
yes,
I
there are.
Feel like it's a good place for you to start to get your books
yep.
out into those specific areas. And it sounds a little crazy, but for the schools that are for the blind, you may almost want to donate a copy for those libraries.
Oh, absolutely. This is like give back. Like, this is my life purpose book. It totally makes sense what you're saying. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there may be some sort of a support group that comes out of it.
A workbook?
Like
I wasn't even thinking
group,
that.
But yeah, I was thinking support group, but yeah, workbook as well would be really good.
Yeah.
That's not coincidence that you heard workbook. That's total synchrony. Okay?
Yeah,
that's
that
total synchrony right there. Synchronicity, not synchrony.
Synchronicity, yeah, that's right.
Because I think your angels had you hear it differently than what I intended. But I think both are important.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny, and I feel like this works for you. I'm hearing that there won't be big money, but there will be enough money. That's all you need. That's all you want. It'll be exactly what you need.
Yeah, and I really feel like the angels are, it's not been, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I've been through a lot of hardships in my life and the challenges, and I just feel so humbled because I didn't just survive, I persevered through them, and I just, you know, no matter what I've been through, I just feel whole and authentic and genuine. I think that's really important, and that's my message, is that just because I've persevered doesn't mean the ego is attached and look at me. It's more about, it's now time to share. That's what I'm doing with the lessons that I've learned along the way, the wisdom and the gemstones I've collected along the way of going blind. So it's a win-win opportunity, and it's time to share the words and the wisdom that I've accumulated throughout my life. And I'm really excited for awesome opportunities next year. I can feel it.
And
it's already happening. I mean, every day I'm thinking my angels, like, and God and whoever you believe in. It's just, it's a miracle. It really is. It's just like I kind of have to pinch myself because it's been such challenge after challenge that, like, this is honestly the first year, 2018, where I actually am
absolutely
finding success for me. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I would also say that, you know, it's very difficult for people to figure out how to live their authentic self, their authentic life, who they're
yes.
supposed to be, and live in that skin and feel comfortable. And I think that's another part of, probably part of your book, but that's very important to recognize that. That is a big part of being happy.
Yeah.
It's a big part of being happy. I met somebody.
You know, absolutely. It's just, it's important to be you. And that's my message, is that, there's no one size fits all for blind people or for anybody, any groups of people or wherever, you know, you are who you are and embrace that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
do you have anything for her, Lynn?
Yeah, sure do. Just scribbling my last little bit here. It's three different kinds of writing coming in here. Amala, does the name Fran have any meaning for you?
Fran?
Mm-hmm.
No. We have a dear friend, a close friend, Francis. But that's,
okay, Francis would work too.
Okay.
Okay, what's up with her? Or is it a she or a he?
It's a she.
Okay, so what is there anything up with Francis that this name should come in right now?
Her birthday was last week.
Okay. Okay. It came in, I wrote down when you mentioned your birthday is Sunday, and then the name Fran came in immediately after that.
It's interesting.
So.
Okay.
Anyway, not to worry. I just throw that to you because that's the first part that came in.
Okay.
Two strings of the lute. Oh, okay. Now, this is more about the relationship part. I really resonated with what Jody and Sue both said about the career coming in really strong for you. The book feels really good. Yeah, I think you're just kind of hitting your stride, right? You know, you're hitting the ground running now.
Yes.
But as far as a relationship goes, I wrote down two things here, creative union and meeting of minds, and around that is drawn a great big heart. With that heart comes a yellow rose, which to me signifies friendship first.
Okay.
The yellow rose is a rose you give in friendship.
Yep.
So there's a friendship that's going to come along. And with that comes the line from, man, I can't remember which one, but it's Khalil Gibran. And he's talking about how two people that are in a relationship should be like two strings of the lute, separate, but they quiver with the same music. And I'm seeing love and career dovetailing, which it really feels to me that I think you're going to meet someone through the work you're doing who's got the same kind of energy, creative energy. I see creative union, meeting of minds with that great big heart around. I think you're going to be working with somebody and you're going to form a friendship. And it's going to be an easy part, easy, just ice the cake with turning it into a relationship. The friendship will be there first, that yellow rose. And I will say, Amala, that even though you may not have physical sight, you see a lot more than many people who do see. So bless your heart for that. And you're expressing happiness by taking what you've been given. You're doing the very, very best with what you've got, and that is a lot. And that's a poem, so there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's
I'd
interesting
say just...
You...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to
say something in response to you. It was funny because my writing coach was reading one of my chapters today, and she was just like, there's so many layers to you. And it was just really interesting that you said that about how I see a lot. And it kind of intertwines, and I actually get jumbled with my words because life is a ripple effect. Everything is connected. So it's interesting me trying to get the words out precisely. And not being a perfectionist, but just like, okay, what am I trying to say? And because there's so many layers to it. So it's interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know, I think what you're doing, you're going to just like fly into the new year and probably have trouble keeping up with everything that's suddenly happening, you know, but that's a fabulous thing to be busy with. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm ready. I'm ready for new beginnings. And
oh, you sure are. Yep.
Yeah. This is the great prep work. 2018 was really great prep work for me believing in myself and that I can do this and that I won't fall, because that was I'm saying it out loud. And I mean, that was my biggest fear, is it's like, you've fallen so many times, this could be another one, you know? And I just didn't believe myself until actually I hired my writing coach this year, and she's my cheerleader. She supports me in so many ways, and she's like
a sister.
So I'm really fortunate. Yeah, I appreciate everything. She's
yeah,
done
you know
for
what
me.
They say, it takes 15 years to become an overnight success.
Interesting. I never heard of that.
That's your Zen koan for tonight.
I'm going to write that down. Do you know who said that? I shouldn't Google it, maybe.
It sounds
is that
like something
point?
Will Rogers or someone would say. I don't really know who said it, but I'll next chance I get, I'll look it up without making
that's
keyboard
beautiful.
Clicking. Yeah. Well, that's what I've always sort of believed. You know, you do that 10,000 hours of practice. And,
yeah,
you know, when you're finally there, it's like, wow, it was worth it, you know? But
yeah,
manifesting.
It's like you stumble upon it. You're like, oh, like that's what it, you know, like that's what it feels like. You're like, why did I always thought it was going to feel more exciting. But I guess I walked in on it, you know, like that's the feeling I have with this. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
There you go. Well, I think you're looking at a pretty good new year, kid. And that's really wonderful.
Thank you so much, all of you. I appreciate all of you so much.
You're very welcome. And
as always, let us
know how it goes. And when you meet that guy, like that friend, it's going to turn into something lovely.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon, love, and we're going to say have a beautiful night and love and light to you.
Absolutely. You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, who is next? 631, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the show. Did you want to
add any
thoughts about happiness at all?
You're right about not going around negative people. I've kind of gotten negative people out of my life, and so that's helping.
Yeah, good move. There you go. So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. When do you see my significant other coming in and boyfriend and marriage, things like that?
Okay. So,
is your name Susan?
No,
Suzanne. Thank you, Suzanne. This is Jody.
Hi.
I feel like there's some things that have been going on with you. Right away, I heard, are you looking at possibly moving?
No.
What city do you live in?
Long Island. Well, not the city, but...
Right. Are there some changes within your work? I just feel like you're kind
of... Yeah, I start a new job tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So that's what the change or the move feels like to me. Okay, hearing that, I right away get that you might meet somebody at work, but I would caution you. It's not very often, but I get the feeling that whatever... What do you do?
Teacher aide.
Okay. I just get the feeling that you have to be careful about anyone you meet at work. Probably not a great idea to date
someone. Well, why not, though? I don't really meet other people other ways, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just get the feeling that the person you could meet there is not right. But that right now there's change in your life. I don't think someone's coming in right away. It's like there's other things that are going to come in for you, that are going to be important for you to work through first. So they're not really showing me that happening right away. I'm not saying it won't happen, and I could see it later in the year, like September. The 9 jumps out to me, and so that's about the month. And I know you want it right now, but it's not that the answer is no, it's just that it's not right yet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to have faith that it is.
You what?
I have to have faith that it will be.
Yes. And, you know, I'm so happy that you're open to hearing this because it's really about the right thing at the right time. And if you're living your path and you're doing what makes you happy, the right person will come right in when they're supposed to, and it'll be the right match because one of the things that I feel is that God or Creator is always working on getting our particular life partner ready for us so that when we meet them, we're ready and they're ready, right? That there's perfect timing involved. Okay?
Okay.
Suzanne, is your mother on the other side?
No, my grandmother.
Okay, it could be your grandmother. I'm picking up a woman with you. Did she pass, like, about 3 years ago?
No, longer than that.
I'm picking up a woman with you. What is her first name?
Frances.
Frances. Okay, so, wait, Lynn, did you just say Frances for someone else?
We may have had a piggyback. Because it didn't really
stick.
Yeah, because Frances came in very strongly, and all we got from who were we talking to? Sorry, Emma. All was that she knew someone incarnate named Frances, but it wasn't. It didn't. I don't know. This may be a piggyback kind of thing. This energy came in fairly strongly.
Yeah, and I feel that your grandmother's. She's so with you, Suzanne. Did your grandmother struggle with relationships?
Yeah.
And I get the feeling also of her, and I know this is not connected, but would she have worn a real fluffy, soft, cozy sort of robe around the house?
I don't have her robe. I have a fluffy robe, though.
No, but would she have worn one when she was alive?
I think so. I don't remember.
And very feminine. I just got a robe, and they just, like, showed it in front of me wrapped around her. And it's white with these pretty little pink and blue roses on it with pretty green leaves. And it's so feminine soft. And I feel like this fit your grandma, but she was very, as her personality was very strong. And with her age... She was like beyond, she was before her age or before her years, because the strength of her personality is probably what caused her to have issues with meeting men. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. Maybe.
I just think that she was a very strong woman. She had thoughts and opinions, even though she was still very soft and feminine. And it made it difficult for her. And what she's saying is just hold on. The right person is coming. You just have to wait for it. And I get the feeling, did she eventually meet somebody who she did marry and settle down with?
Well, she was married very young, and then he passed away. Then she married somebody else, and they got a divorce.
Yeah. Okay. Was there someone after that who was a good
no.
fit for her? I get the feeling of her saying, just be patient because someone will come. And I thought it was because she had had someone come in like that. But
no.
She's working with you is the feeling I get, that she's with you. She's trying to help you find the right person. And she's saying, don't give up. There's so much more to life than just this part of it. And I know you won't give up. I know you have that that internal inner strength that you need just to be happy in life until you find that person you want to be with. But, you know, your grandma, were you quite close to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just wanted to let you know she's with you. And I think right now with the time of year that you've been missing her and thinking about her, did you just recently put, like, a Christmas tree ornament on the tree, and it was something that came from her and you thought about her when you hung it?
No.
Is there something that you would put up on a tree every year?
No.
Because she gives me this feeling of something traditional, like a family tradition. Maybe later you'll do something and go, oh, maybe this is what Jody meant. Like, it'll make sense later. I just got this feeling of putting something on the tree and thinking, oh, you know, this reminds me of my grandmother. But she's with you, and there's a lot of support and love and help for you to find this person. And this job, you're going to have fun at this job. It's more money, too, isn't it?
No, not really more money, but I'm hoping that I could go from a teacher aide to a teacher assistant, like in September.
There's definitely going to be growth with it because I'm hearing it's a Christmas gift. It's a Christmas gift. So it's
okay.
Going to be really good. And
maybe I can meet
fun. It's going to be wonderful.
Or maybe I can meet someone. That would be nice.
Yeah. again, I just feel like you have to be careful that you, if you meet someone at work, there could be an issue with it. So with that, I think I'm going to pass you over to Lynn or Sue and see what they have for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
So where are you at, Sue? Do you want me to go ahead or do you want to go?
Either one. If you are ready, you go right ahead.
Sure. Well, I've got some notes and significant others. Summer games. The phrase summer games came up. Is there anything going on in the summer that you know of that you're going to be attending? Like a company picnic, anything like that? Well, keep your eye out.
I didn't start the job yet. I started tomorrow. I have no idea.
Okay. Find out what sort of things are going on in the summer. It may not be connected to the career. It may just be an event you get invited to, something like that. It feels like a company picnic that you might get invited to by a friend or a relative or something, but don't turn it down. And I'm seeing like two guys interested in you, but the first one, as Jody said, is kind of not good news. I'd say go with the second guy, but it is going to be a while. You may meet these ones at this, whatever these summer games are, but the phrase comes through for you, unpack your baggage before you try a new relationship. And I wrote down 10 years of agony. Did you have a bad go with an old relationship somewhere along the line?
Yes.
Okay. So it's perfectly all right. What you may have is just a mild form of PTSD in that area, only because there's almost a feeling of you really would love to have someone that you could be with and love and have a loving relationship with, but there's almost like an invisible thing that is like a plasma shield, almost is the best way I can describe it, of don't touch me, don't hurt me. Because you've been hurt pretty badly, it feels like, and you would not want to go through that again, obviously. I got that when you were in this other relationship, and it may have been more than one, but were you asked to kind of dumb down, or were you diminished as a person in these connections, in these relationships?
Yes.
Yeah. See, this is a perfectly natural defense mechanism, but I think what you need to do is do a little soul retrieval, which is just
I have been.
Oh, have
I'm
you?
Definitely
have you?
Ready.
All right.
I'm getting older. I don't want to wait till the summer. You know, I'm going to have faith that God's going to bring someone in soon, because I don't want to keep waiting.
Hope. Yeah. But just make sure you're not, you don't have a shield or two up, which is perfectly natural to avoid being.
No, I really don't. If the right person kind comes in and we start as a friendship and we build and we love each other, I don't have a shield.
Yeah, good. All righty then. So, well, geez, if you've got that going on, then if you're ready to manifest love, get into that frequency, and you cannot help but attract it, because that's the frequency you are manifesting to the world. So, yeah, you can't help it. Einstein even said that. So you're doing the right thing, Suzanne. That's all I have for you. Maybe Sue has a little more going on there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Suzanne. I just have a little bit to add along the same lines of what Lynn was just talking about. Just remember how strong of a person you are and how loved you are. And everything is going to work out in your favor. Right now is the time for you to be spreading your wings and exploring everything, any new situation around you. If you're invited someplace, go, even if it's someplace you're not used to going, something you're not used to doing. Really get out there and explore a lot more opportunities. That's how you're going to meet more people. And I think it might be a good idea to start journaling on what you're looking for in life, how your day's going, how you could make it better, just anything in a little journal that can keep you positive and on the right track so you don't fall back into thinking about past relationships. You can keep looking forward. But you're a strong woman. You're very loved. You're very important. And you just keep going strong forward, and everything's going to work out perfect for you. And that's
okay.
What I have. I hope it helps a little, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think you're doing great, Suzanne. Wouldn't you guys agree if
she got her
ducks in a row there? So, yeah, I just go forth and pull that energy in towards you, and you can't help but make it. So thanks for calling in, Suzanne. I hope that helped, and call back and let us know how it goes, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
We're going to sneeze.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Love and light. Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you. Love and light.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Where are we at, Sue? Oh, okay. Would you say 917 is next?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, 917. Okay. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. My name's Ellen.
Ellen?
Hi.
E-L-L-E-N?
Yes.
Lovely. All right. Hi, Ellen. Did you want to add any thoughts on happiness to the show?
I was listening. There are lots of good thoughts. The one I've been practicing is gratitude. I found myself slipping into complaining mode, and in order to get out of it, I started doing the gratitude and realizing I had so much to be grateful for. So there is control. You're right. We have to protect our thoughts. And for me, I guess the way out was gratitude. The way to get there was gratitude.
Lovely.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Did you have a question for us tonight? I love that thought, Ellen. That was gorgeous.
Thank you. No, I just want to hear what you pick up. I can't say 2018 has been the easiest year for me. And, of course, I would like 2019 to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would agree with you. It's been one of those years you're quickly putting behind you, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll ask I just want to just ask you quickly, Ellen, there's a song popping in my head here. So it's a very old and weird song, and it's a British pub song called What Are We Going to Do with Uncle Arthur? Do you have an Uncle Arthur?
No, I don't.
And you don't? I haven't got a clue why that's coming in, but I can hear it loud and clear playing. So I'll have to see what that means, and I'll throw you over to Jody or Sue, see what they're coming up with, and come round back to that. I'll see why that song is playing here.
Okay, let me see here.
What again Hi. Was your question?
Go ahead, Jody.
Well, I was just wondering again if she would repeat her question for us.
There really wasn't a question. It was just a what do you pick up?
Okay.
And I was just hoping to hear good news for 2019.
Okay. I'm going to let you go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, that's okay, hon. Ellen, this is Sue. I have to say, I absolutely love your energy. You have such positive, warm energy. And
I am picking
up the image of a dove for you. So I looked up the meaning of the dove, and it says, express your love to as many people as possible in words and in deeds, even in small yet significant ways. The soul of someone who has recently passed is making a smooth, peaceful, and joyous transition. This is a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision, and now more than ever, you're able to glimpse the future. You're experiencing a spiritual renewal that's the result of a period of intense self-examination and challenges. This is a good time to stay at home and enjoy your domestic side. It's important to nurture yourself with loving care. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes. I would say it's a time of spiritual renewal. I love the image of the dove, and I think it's a great message to try and express love in as many ways as possible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you in a relationship right now, or are you looking to start a relationship?
I'm looking for one.
Okay, I see that coming through for you. I'm hearing springtime. I don't want to sound offensive. Are you, okay, I'm 60, almost 60. I'll be 60 in a couple of months. So are you like around my age?
Yes.
Okay. The man that you're going to meet, I'm picking up, is a little bit older. And not somebody that you would normally do a double take at, but he's going to have the energy that just absolutely draws you in. I think he's going to have very thinning hair, almost bald, and might be a little chubby. But he's just going to, I mean, his personality is just going to fill up the room. Even when he's quiet, you can feel the energy coming from him. And I see you meeting him at a gathering. There's going to be other people around. But that's going to be a very positive encounter for you.
Okay.
So really set your intentions on what you're looking for in a mate. I think this is really, I'm really springtime. And I keep seeing a man that reminds me of my mother's father, kind of chunky and balding, and but with a smile that will just take your breath away.
Okay.
So anything
that sounds
you get
nice.
Invited to in the spring, make sure and go.
Definitely. Definitely.
But that's what I'm picking up for you, hon. I hope it helps a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Jody or Lynn?
I can go if you like, Jody, if you're not quite ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I figured out what, if the name in that song isn't what's resonating, then it's the subject of the song. This last year had a really bad smell to it for you. Did you have trouble with a controlling individual during the year?
No, I would say there were a couple of unpleasant encounters at work with coworkers. But it wasn't controlling. One was stealing my idea, and the other one was just extremely disrespectful.
Okay, that's basically what this song is about, is a very nasty individual who's making everybody miserable, okay? So they're pulling me back to the past year. So you got like a bad feeling from that, just wanting to roll that year out, roll the new year in. And so with the new year, I drew a picture of a path that forks into three different paths. And it's like you're going to have to make a decision. Well, I don't even think you're going to have to choose. I think you're going to have three different things on the go at the same time. You can take these paths together. Quantum physics tells us that we actually can exist in different dimensions, so you may have to do it interdimensionally, but there's going to be like three choices or three things you're going to be doing. the way it presents to, in my mind, it's the way you look at those space shows and you see something shooting through space and suddenly it breaks off into three lights. I think Close Encounters of the Third Kind had that, where you see the one light coming and it breaks off into three lights. And it feels like all good stuff, but I think you're going to be a very busy individual. The middle path has a little heart on it, so I think that's the relationship. You may be caught between two activities and a new love and be going wow, I'm really busy. So I think that's it bodes well for you. I don't think you're going to have a bad year next year at all. I think this year you can just, like, you know, Happy New Year, leave it behind and start fresh again. And that's what I have for you, Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope that means that I will be able to change jobs. I feel like this, a good part of why this year has been hard on me is the I was overworked, and there were a couple of unpleasant encounters at work with, they were actually like below my level. And it's not, and it's like, where is this coming from? It's like, it was a shocker.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I think you're not going to be having to feel stuck in that one. I think you're going to have at least two choices. I think you will have to be juggling that with a new relationship, but that's all good stuff. All good.
Yeah.
Just keep your Wheaties and keep your veggies going so you're strong enough to deal with it all. But those nasty energies are just learning experiences. And I believe, you know, you've passed those tests. Won't have to repeat them.
That's great news. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate the reading.
Oh, we need a Jody now. And
yeah. Hello.
Yeah, Teresa, 301.
Wait for the place of one.
There you go.
I definitely get next year being better for you. And I was picking up a job change. I do feel like it could be earlier rather than later, which to me feels like March and maybe April. I think, what is it that you do? Do you do something with numbers?
Yeah, and that's the part I'd like to move away from. I do development work, and I'm doing far more fiscal stuff than I should be doing. Development work should be just getting in the grant, advocating for the organization.
Uh-huh. And so are you writing for grants?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's the part I like, the writing part.
Yeah, I feel like you could walk into a new job with that. I do think you may still have to do something with numbers, but it won't be like it's been. And then when you get into this new position, it feels to me like you feel like part of the team and that we are all on the same team.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, because they're saying to me, this is very important for you to understand that. And, you know, I don't feel like leadership has your back on this issue.
Yeah.
I don't feel they've backed you up. I don't think they've told these people to back off, that they're in the wrong. And I feel like you've been very hurt. Your feelings are hurt. Your heart chakra is out of line, and your root chakra is out of line, meaning your heart is hurt. You thought that you could trust these people and they've been less than kind to you. And it feels like the rug's been pulled out underneath of you. But, you know, New Year's Eve, I feel, is going to be a good night for you. And it's about ushering in a whole new energy. I agree with both of the ladies that someone is coming in for you. And this could be someone who feels like the love of your life. It's going to be so fun. And part of it is because you have this wonderful, beautiful energy, and you have grown so much personally that you figured out what relationships are about. And they're not about being right, and they're not about right arguing about things that don't matter. It's about the connection. And this is just going to be an easy fit with someone who's at your level, which I don't think has happened for you before. I'm picking up something. Do you have two children?
No, but I usually have two pets at the same time.
Okay. Do you not have two pets at the same time right now?
Yes, but they're both foster cats.
And you're feeling a little out of sorts because they may not be staying, and you will have no babies in the house.
One is probably going to be going, one will be staying. It's I would like, more stability to know that they're mine. But I guess that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you haven't completely committed because of this feeling of, well, someone will come and take them, and then I'll be brokenhearted. But the one, I think one of them, the one who is possibly going, is it a he?
No, it's a she.
It's a she. Is the other one there a he?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like he would be staying, but I feel like she is going to come back. Why have you not said, I want to keep these two little fur babies for myself?
I guess I should say it for the one. The other one,
the one that just came to me.
Yeah, and I think she might be happier in a different home. She's this really loving little girl, really affectionate. And I live alone, so I think she might be happier in a home where there's always somebody there. So that's one of the reasons.
But, you know, kitties are independent, and I feel like she loves you a lot. So don't forget that you're part of the equation, because I feel like it's going to be very difficult for you to see her leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So think about that before you make a decision about that and you don't let someone know that you would like to be able to keep her, because I feel like the two of you are sort of in love with one another.
I think she's a sweetheart. You couldn't ask for a sweeter cat. And she looks a little bit like a fairy. She might be half munchkin. Are you familiar with munchkins? They have short legs.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They're so cute.
Yeah, and she's a half munchkin, so she's funny looking, to be frank. And she's got the sweetest disposition.
You might not want to let her go. Don't forget about your heart in this situation, because I feel like you've fallen in love with this little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a cutie.
Yeah, and then this next year is going to be easier. I even feel like finances get easier. So all the way around. Also, is there some travel coming in?
I'm thinking of taking a trip in February, but I haven't decided because, again, I'd like to move jobs. And I'm, fearful of, setting up vacation plans when I might be changing jobs.
And just trust. That's what I'm hearing is just trust. Because the job coming in is going to be great. Your financial situation is okay. And I feel like you're supposed to go someplace, and it's going to be, I feel warm. I feel like tropical.
Yes, that is it, yeah.
Okay, so I wouldn't sit on it too long. I'd go ahead and move forward with that, because I think you need it. I think you deserve it. I feel like you need it, and I feel like it's been a while in the making.
I appreciate that. You give me the permission I need to make the plans.
Well, yeah, and I feel like the opportunity is there, and the finances are all fine. The only reason, you're just holding yourself back.
Yeah.
I say jump in and have fun. You should go. I feel like it will be safe financially. You'll be fine, and it'll be really fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I love these messages. Thank you, ladies. This has been wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
Thank you, Ellen. We really appreciate your calling in, and have a wonderful trip. I think it sounds like a great idea.
Wonderful. Again, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Love
you.
Bye. New year, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
It looks like Lynn just dropped, too. She'll have to call back in.
Oh, man.
We want to take another call while she's calling back in?
Sure.
Okay. We have area code 303. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, hi. Yeah, my name is Allison.
Hi, Allison. How can we help you tonight?
I'm just kind of, do you like a specific area, or I can go with what one of the other callers did and just see what's coming up for 2019, especially around.
That's up to you, honey.
A lot of things. Actually, every area is kind of open.
Okay. What are you having so many self-doubts about, Allison?
Nothing in particular.
I feel like you're being really hard on yourself about something that you shouldn't be, but it's not coming through what it is, so let me work on that a little bit. Jody, do you have a message coming through for her, hon?
I just get some changes around work. Allison, do you do a lot of meditation?
No.
Do you feel
very... Not to sit down. Not that kind of
not
sit down.
Not to sit down. But there's a lot of talking to spirit. Because I feel like there's a connection there. And they give me the feeling of you needing to sort of pay attention to the messages that you do get because you're getting contacted by spirit and not listening. Are you working?
I am not, nope.
Is there something going on with your health right now?
There's a few things, yeah.
Is one of those things causing pain in your legs and your joints?
Not in my legs, no.
Is it in your joints?
The joints, but not the leg joints, no.
Some joints,
but not leg and lower extremity.
Okay, whatever is going on with this, I feel like they're on the right path to fix it. And what I want to tell you is don't give up hope because I feel like the situation is going to get better for you. I think it's going to be a little bit harder for the next few months until we get into warmer weather. And then I don't know if it's a mix of the weather and medication, but they figure out how to help you to feel better. And I feel like it's going to be a drastic improvement for you. Like the difference between being able to go out for a good long walk or just being able to walk around the block once, okay? Getting out, doing a little bit more. And other than that, I'm just not getting a whole heck of a lot. What about you, Sue?
I just keep picking same thing, that she's got to be kinder and gentler to herself and remember that she's loved and she's safe and protected. I keep getting a message that you're not being kind to yourself somewhere, but I can't pick up what it is. I don't know. I'm getting kind of blocked on this. Lynn, are you picking up anything for Allison?
Yeah, sorry, I was just muted there. I wrote down some stuff, Allison. Sorry, I did get dropped, but I came back in and I got your question.
It's okay.
What I wrote down was there's been a lot of blind alleys and a lot of overdrive for you, like it's like you're working too hard and getting not enough results. Is that feel right for you, what you've been going through?
Not really sure what kind of area of my life or...
Is there something you've been trying to get on top of, either achieve or eliminate that isn't, is just still plaguing you? I don't know what it is, it comes in as the phrase like blind alleys, like it's something you keep trying that doesn't come through for you, and you're striving mm-hmm. harder, like working harder and harder to get it, and the harder you work, it's mm-hmm. like that phrase, the faster I go, the behinder I get, sort of thing. But
yeah,
it's like you're being stalled, even though you're working hard. I guess is how it mm-hmm. feels. the song "The Itsy Bitsy Spider" comes in, and you keep getting washed down the water spout.
Right.
Now, have you come around to a way of thinking that you're kind of expecting the worst all the time? Like you're kind of sort of like, all right, what else are you going to do to me, universe, kind of thing?
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of that a lot of times, yeah.
Okay. So that's just an adjustment then in frequency, in the vibration that you are going through life with. And it's, I guess it ties into finding a way to be happy. And I wouldn't say, I mean, not everybody is going through situations where they can say, yes, I'm happy. It doesn't work like that. But I guess a Buddhist metaphor where they talk about going to the bottom of the pond. So if a storm is happening on the surface, you go within. So that quiet place where no storm, no wind, no nothing can affect that is your source self. and we also, there's that beautiful, I think it's the Cherokee thing about flying above, like the eagle, and there's a storm, you fly above the storm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't fly in the storm, right?
Right.
And it's a
right.
way of being okay no matter what is happening to you. So mm-hmm. it's a little adjustment in thinking. And you might just mm-hmm. surprise yourself that when you change your thoughts, the reality that follows changes also. And it's mm-hmm. always it's always so astonishing, but you're like, oh, wow. Because you're coming at situations with the same energy that may have made them bad in the first place. So change what you're doing. Change what you're thinking. Try it for 30 days. And if you don't find that your life starts to manifest in a more positive direction, well, I guess, you know, try it for another 30 days. But, you know, once you're aligned with the frequency of what you want to achieve, what you want to manifest, you cannot help but make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have for you, Allison. I hope that helps. Don't forget that you have a choice. Your thoughts are a choice every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we choose our reactions. We all have that free will. So work it to the best advantage and see how life turns around for you.
Okay. Before you go, can I ask for a clarification? I didn't quite catch what the woman who mentioned the health issues said. So could I ask her a question? I didn't hear quite what she said, so I wanted to make sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that Sue or Jody?
Jody.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jody, I didn't quite catch what you said. Did you say something about a doctor and medication? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, whatever this is with the joy pain that you're having, I
yeah.
feel like in the spring, March or April, it starts
yeah.
getting resolved. I feel like the pain can be pretty, I don't know if intense is the word, but pretty
mm-hmm.
consistent, pretty bad. I feel
mm-hmm.
like a mix of change in the weather and some medication that they find for you does the trick. And it
I don't
makes
take
a
medication.
Big difference.
I don't do medication.
Okay. Could the doctor prescribe something?
I don't do medication and I don't see doctors. I'm a very alternative health kind of person. So I do more like alternative therapies if I do anything at all. And I absolutely do not do medications unless it's like something like a UTI or something where you absolutely need an antibiotic. But especially for things of a sort of more holistic nature, I do not touch medications. I don't believe in them. I think they do more damage. So I wanted to tell you then.
That this will be a homeopathic
yeah.
therapy that comes in. Whatever it is that you get your finger on, it makes a big difference. And it makes
mm-hmm.
a difference. It's like the difference between being able to run for a block versus running for a mile. It makes a big difference.
Right.
It makes
uh-huh.
a big change for you.
And I'm a little confused about the change of weather that you mentioned. This coincides with a change in weather?
Yeah.
Like around March or April?
Yes. So are you in a place where it's a little cooler in the winter?
I am in super hot climate.
Okay.
So
does
right
it
now
change
it's
in
like,
humidity or barometric
no,
pressure?
No, it's very dry. No, I'm in the Southwest, okay. You know, so it's like super, like in the summer, it's like 120. March and April is when it starts actually kind of getting what I would call a little bit warm, like a little bit. I mean, like right now during the days, it's like 70, 75 degrees in mid-December, just to give you some perspective, and that's normal weather for us, you know. So come March or April is kind of when the heat starts coming in, but that's a dry
uh-huh.
heat, but it's not a good heat. To me, that's when I start to feel like, uh-oh, I don't know if I – like I'm going to be going, I got to go somewhere cooler. So that's why I was a little
okay.
– I kind of wondered what that meant because – that's kind of a change of weather that is going to be working more and more against me rather than for me. So,
okay. Well, whatever
yeah.
this is that
uh-huh.
you discover that you get your finger on combined
okay.
with the weather. And it just might be that
okay.
the weather is an earmark and you don't start feeling
uh-huh.
bad and you normally do. But for
right.
whatever reason, I feel like you're going to start feeling better around that time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank
either
you for clarifying
that. Or,
uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you start feeling bad at that time, you don't.
Uh-huh.
And they just said to me, do you drink enough water?
I have actually started to do that again. I noticed I was feeling very dehydrated, so I am making a point to do that every day now.
Okay, honey, because they said water is part of what is going to help keep
right.
It sounds silly to say lubing up your joints.
Yeah.
But
right.
it it does. It will really help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is there a certain yeah. heaviness when you start moving at first? When you first start moving, it's like it feels sick and painful at first and then it gets easier
yeah,
than once
yeah.
that you move?
Yeah. It depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, I think sometimes this can cause some sadness or depression for you because it can be so bad, but just hold on because it's getting better. And I feel once you get your finger on this remedy,
uh-huh.
you're
mm-hmm.
done. It just makes it so much better. This makes you feel much older than you are.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really challenging for me because I've always been super, super tomboy, athletic, sporty, very, very, like, you know, very, just super, super active. And I had a lot of things happen that my health has really taken a beating. I have really thought about going to a naturopath to kind of, because I believe in holistic health approach. I don't believe in going to a doctor and medicating. I just don't. I think it's a Band-Aid solution.
Right.
So I'm looking at a naturopath or something that involves diet and, you know, some nutritional testing maybe, as well as some of the other issues that are, you know, going on, you know, beneath the surface, the emotional stuff, you know.
Yes, I absolutely would do that. I think that it's all kind of connecting together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's definitely going to help, especially,
yeah.
you know, a lot of people deny how much their emotional health
yes.
can make.
Right. Right.
And that's where, you know, I picked up a little bit. I don't know if it's necessarily depression, but there's some stuff there going on. And
yeah.
I just can't tell you enough, honey, that you're on the right track. Don't let
yeah.
it make you feel too blue because you're really going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that. I said I kind of missed a little bit
yeah.
of what you had said there, so appreciate that.
No
okay.
problem.
Well, thank you. Okay. Thanks
ladies.
Thanks
for calling us.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Allison. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For calling, and call
thank
back
you.
And let us know how it's going, okay?
I will. I'll call back.
Okay. Whoops. Oh, that's me being, okay. For 708 and 863, we're just coming to the end of the show, but if you can call us back next week, try to call at 15 minutes to the show, please.
We will get you guys on first. We're not going to be able to get any more readings in tonight, I'm afraid. But thank you, everyone, for calling. And if you want to get in touch with anybody on the show tonight, Jody, do you want to give your information?
Sure. You can find me on my website at www.connectedbyspirit.com, or you can email me at Jody, and Jody is with a Y, at connectedbyspirit.com, or just come and follow me on Facebook.
There you go. And Sue, how are you? Where are you?
I am Sue Fields Del Amante on Facebook. I don't really have a website to interact with, but at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/SueF, it gives a little description of me and what I do.
Excellent. And you're on Facebook, too.
Yes, Facebook. Fields Del Amante.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, too, I think you've got contact. There's a contact link for you. I'll just check that. But we'll get you that website up by the new year.
Yeah,
and I can be found. Yeah. Yeah. It's a New Year's revolution, Sue.
Right.
So, and I can also be found at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook and I'm on Twitter, and you can find me on Eric's spiritual team on Facebook as well. And we do have their Sacred Embers Facebook page, and there's this.
Now that is a Freudian slip.
Yeah, thank holy doodles. Yeah. Actually, I love it. I love Facebook. It's a great little tool. I guess it's like any tool. It's neutral until the user uses it, right? And it can be a bad thing or a good thing. There's also a support group for people. If you need to reach out and you just need to talk to someone, there's a support group attached to that page. Now, if I can remember all the shows, we have, I think we've got 5 shows in the network now. Sunday is Love and Amazing Grace with DC Love and Barbara Grace Reynolds. What time is that, Sue? Do you know?
That I do not know.
Okay, I think it's at 7 o'clock Eastern. I'm not sure. We'll check that, but the information will be up on the Sacred Embers page. And then on Monday is, I guess, Sue, you're going to be working with DC on Angel Antics for a while?
We are starting a brand new show. It's no longer Angel Antics. It's called Healing and Messages from Beyond.
And
it will be DC Love and myself, and we will be on Monday night at 6 o'clock Eastern Time.
Wow, neat. That's great. And then Tuesday night is Heather Falona, and I think she's going to be co-hosting with Tina Godin, if not now, but certainly in the near future. And that's Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And then Wednesday nights is us, right, Divine Connections. Thursday night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Shannon Johnson, Natasha Scott, and Ryan Adragna. And then that's good. And so that's our lineup. So if you didn't get on tonight, give Enter the Light a call and see if you can get on then. And if not, try us again next week. Thank you so much, everyone, for calling in and for listening. We really appreciate it. Jody, Sue, any last words while we do a fade out here?
I would just like
Merry
to
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to everyone.
Excellent.
That called. And thank you to Lynn and Jody for welcoming me back.
Oh, we love you, Sue. We are all so glad you're back. And we should also say Happy Hanukkah, Happy what are all the different celebrations? Kwanzaa,
Kwanzaa, Festivus? Hanukkah, Christmas.
Happy holidays.
And also
whatever you celebrate, happy holidays.
Well, for all the witches and warlocks or whatever around, it's the solstice coming up and the light starts to come back. That's the most magic one for me. But it's coming on, and yeah, and then a new year, we can all start fresh, because, wow, this one's been real wing-ding, eh?
It sure has.
Have a beautiful night, you guys. Love you, like you all.
Thank you, too. Thank you.